you know, you can have time off because it's such a big organisation. And you can, well, until recently, they let you have time off to go to the clinics and things. They don't anymore. They've tightened up on that. But it's been a good job to me. And I suppose it's ideal, really, for somebody who's got diabetes in a sort of fragile way like me, because if I was like a road builder or something, it might present a few more problems.
Now let's go back to the time of your diagnosis. How did that come about?
It came about, I was going on the bus and it drew up very sharply and I tumbled right from top to bottom of the stairs. Knocked the breath out of me, and the next day I was very bruised, but I thought I'd got away with it. I thought I'd just hurt myself like that. But then I gradually started to feel ill. I was terribly thirsty, very tired. And after about 6 months, I decided something was the matter with me. And I went to the doctor, and that's what it was. But funny enough, it never occurred to me that's what it was up until then. I became obsessed with being thirsty, and I thought I was going mental or something. and as far as, because I was so hungry, and I was eating about 2 or 3 cooked meals a day, and the weight was dropping off me, and I thought, this is wonderful, you know. And then sort of started to feel so ill, and I got terrible stomach cramps and kept having blackouts in the street, and that's when I decided I should do something about it. But with no family background, you see, it wasn't the first thing that occurred to me, really. And I hate doctors anyway, so I remember going up to him and saying, well, it may be just catarrh that's making me thirsty. You know, I hadn't a clue that's what it was.
What year are we talking about, and did you know other people with diabetes?
The only person I knew who got it was the sister of a friend of mine, and she was an older lady, and all I thought was that she couldn't eat cakes and sweets and things. I had no idea of the full implications of it, and it's only dawned on me really over the years, because I don't think even when I was diagnosed I really understood. They told me I should feel shaky and dizzy and that, but they never really explained about things that subsequently happened to me. And so I think I was in a bit of a cloud cuckoo land, really. I know I hated the insulin. I hated the way it made you feel. And I didn't like having to, because we had the glass and steel syringes then, which were quite difficult, quite heavy to use. So I didn't like having to do that. But apart from that, there's no big problem, I suppose, really.